Kalim Perchav Ches Mishnavav. Madlis Shatalia al Kupa. You have a Madlis, which is Tommy Medrash. And you have it to a Kupa, a Sal. Tam Echid Paisal Echid. It's the time of Echid which touches it, to make Shin the Tumma. And Shani touches the Echid Shumma, this will be a Shlishi. If you have a Kupa, if you have a Shit. The time of Echid Paisal Echid, the Madlis Tar, the Madlis Tar. Because when it comes attached to the Kupa, comes a Chirik of it. And loses Torah Midras, and it's going to be tar. What's the reason why this Pukka Tumah for the Matlis? So the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is, the Rashi Rav says, the Kupa is not Chazi for Midras, therefore it's Pukka Tumah from the Talis. The Goyin says the reason why is because since you Mishanet Shem Acher, like we saw Mishnah, hey, Shimon Beg of the Kupa, this means in Shimon. On the other hand, if you Toliyala Beged, there's Mishnah, Mishnah, Pasalachad. If you're from a beggar, beg me to have a place left. My sister beggar is Roy for Tumas Midras. Therefore, when you attach it to the beggar, it's not going to be part of the Tumah. And it's my time of Shnei, my. So the way Rashi understands the Mishnah upset is, we're talking about it's not all one, doesn't call them all one thing. Calls them on the mouth, touching the beggar's in the gay of Midras. Therefore, it's like came on the game of Midras. If it's man the gay also, it's a Rishon Tumah, and therefore Beged it's Tamei Shnei and Pasal Echad. Why isn't the Beged one? The Chayyim, the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says if you tell all Beged Malitz, which is Tamei Medrash, it's sort of one Beged with a Medrash, all three Medrash. Because over there it's talking about that there's a hole in the Beged, and you need a Malitz in order to be sacking the Beged, therefore it's sort of one thing. I'm just talking about a Beged which doesn't have a hole, and you just put on a Malitz in order to make it stronger, so therefore it's not Mamas and Mechubit to the Beged. It's two separate things, which is Negev and Midras, and therefore that's why it doesn't come all one thing. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that the Mishnah, the Talis, being together in the Beged, makes the Beged all one thing. It's considered the Beged Atzmi is Midras Zov. Like you see in the next Mishnah, tell the Beged Malas to be Midras, it comes like the Beged itself, it comes Avatoma. That which is Tamar Shana Pesel Echad, that's the regular din of Avatoma. That makes the Negev of Rishon Tumah. And why the Rambam don't like the Rash? That it's midin Tumah b'chiburim and it comes to a separate begadim. So one Malach would say that by Kalim, we don't find such a concept of Tumah b'chiburim. There's only a Tisefta according to the gifts of the Rash. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. The Rambam doesn't hold it. That's one Malach of the one. Mishmael would say maybe B'chikas Rash Rambam is talking about just the case. How tougher is it? The Rambam learns to must have from all four sides, and therefore comes all one beggar. And thinking the Rash learns that Tumah is only taught from one side, and therefore it's midin Negiyah. You still have to touch up. Why did the Rambam say one side is midin Negiyah? Because he said that there's no such as suid in the Rambam that touching from one side is going to be considered a chibur. The Ramayal is a chain, a tela sakala ur. If you tela in a sakala ur, according to Ramayal, the malice stays tummy, not only if you're doing it in a beged, even if you're doing it in a sakala ur, even though they're made from a different type of material than a malice, it's not considered enough as shinai, and therefore it stays tummy. Shim matar, Shim says the malice only from the chabit to beged, which is mid a malice, everything else is going to be tired. Reason with the Oratar, if it's Oratar, I'll say, tell me, make sure it's considered Menachem Malas because it's Arig. That's why it's considered one min. Mashing an Ar is not Arig, it's considered Menachem. And it comes Tar from the Tumasa. Mishnah Zayin, Shalish, Al Shalish, Sha'amru, if you had spice, it's Chosman Amalal. Is besides the shear which is on the side of the beged, with the mechazeket, the Reb Shimon. So you have to have a little more than three tefachim in order that after you follow the end of the beged and you sew it, there's still going to be three atzbayis. Well, because three and three, that's the minimum shear, which it's right for big daniyim, and normally you have a malah with it, so you have to have three with three besides that. Chum says, Shash, Shash, Chavanis, even if Chavanis is going to be enough for this year. Tell Beged, if you were telling Beged, Ruach Achas in the Chibur. Thanks to the Chibur. Shterich is Zuk Nagazu. If it's either the right left side or top and the bottom, whereas the Chibur is considered Tamim Medrus like the Malus. Medikim and Gmam, you do the two sides. So Chibur is Tame, Chibur is nothing to the Chibur. Chum says it's going to be top. All right, the Vedam and Metalus, when we say the Salach, that one Ruach Achas is next to the Chibur is by Talus. Aval B'cholik, something which has which you wear derech malbush. So if it's tafim mimala, it's a chibur because it stays by itself and it's not going to fall off. Lamatam in a chibur because it falls and it doesn't seisim the hole. Mishnah Ches, big aniyim, avishim shalosh shalosh, shalosh to my midrash. That big aniyim, even though it doesn't have shalosh shalosh, if it has shalosh shalosh, so even though each piece is less than three etzpois, but the ma'aseh, if it's together, and now it's going to be 3x3 tefachim, it's going to be tami medrash. The Rashi in the Mishnah is talking about that it ripped in a lot of places. There's no place which is shalosh hashalosh, but on the sides it's mechuber. So that for ani is considered beged, for asher is not considered a beged. It brings on the tesefta. So it's a little bit different than the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam and the Rash. So according to the Rash, according to the Rambam, it's a chiddush in Shem Beged. According to the Rash, it's a chiddush in the chesivus of the davar. That the pshat is that it's ripped, it's still considered as a chesivus to it, and also does not misyach to something which has a chesivus to it. Talas is a little bit of Talas is you start ripping it. Kimish like a ruba in the chibur. Once Reva got ripped, that's going to be ois Beged. You know, it's arse and parts which are attached, but it lost the shame beged already, and therefore it's going to be tar. Not a chibur. And if one part comes down, the other part's tar. The Gemara Chulin has the Mishnah and says, in Nusach Talas, Yisrael Balakraya, Kivish Nagaruba, Shuman Yechibur, Yitahira, it's tar. As the feast of the Mishnah, Talas, which is Tame, through doing the Kriya, it's Mitarit. Shvash Mayas is wiser than the Mishnah we had before. Beggar says a solution nechlach is tarmin amidris and it's tummy magamidris. So when I say ula yesh lechelag between a beged to a talus. A talus has the same kli. Once you start ripping it, it loses the same kli. And the first time to try the gamri. A stomach beggar, which is not the same kli, the kri is not a tala gamri, only with tamamidris and not for magamidris. Avim, mirakim, emission, shalosh. These are from like Fechutim and Rakim. There's no shalosh hashbayis. It's not going to come to us with you talking because it's something which is not roy for shumash and therefore it's not going to be considered a toma. Mishatas kesasavim to my midrash. It's a they carry it in order to protect them when they're carrying something on the shoulders. It's tamei midrash because sometimes they sit in it. Mishnah say yayin. There's no Moshe because you don't sit in it. Sakhra, this is a Kisa Rosh, so it's Kenet HaMishim Moshe. Why? Because sometimes you sit in it. Chalak Shiyot says Chutz, Zayna. Asi Sabcha is Tar, that's not called Beged. Because even though maybe Zayna is going to be Mishnamish with it, but that's why it's not considered Rai Yeshiva, Rai Fashimash, it doesn't have a shame. Beged. Place a beged from a chirim, tar, make a beged from a chirim, from like tar, because it has holes, it doesn't pass the cuff in the proper way. Mizute, from the language of Arig, and from the reshet of the fish, is tummy, because it's close enough and covers the guff. There's my guy, my face a beged from a chirim, or kufli, if you make it from the chirim and you like fold it over, so not really that's enough to be considered a shame beged, and therefore it's going to be tummy. The savavas is a kelim which we spoke about, this from Mipia. If you started to weave it Mipia from the top, it's tar, at shigmar, it's kirkase, you have to do the bottom muscle. Hisum kirkase, tar, shigmar, it's pia, you have to do the whole part. Shavasila, that's like the kishat, which you have to it, is tummy, if they ask me. because being that it's not bekvius, so therefore it's considered separate. You put sometimes in the separate separate one, therefore there's not a chesivus. The chutz lo tumim nechiber, the chutim which are not arig are now kavatumma. Sorry, tumim shem chiber. This is a chilek of it. Therefore, if the sakam tummy comes tummy, savash nikra. What point comes oisbege? Aim the kavas. Then it's going to be tar.